The apparition of the nun taught us the importance about the most minute details of our life. The following three purgatory souls that appeared to Princess Eugenie have more to teach us. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's begin. On December 27th, 1921, I saw Pastor Schmudermeyer coming towards me in the garden. It was only for a moment, but no mistake was possible. He was my former religion teacher and died in 1899. On January 9th, he was waiting for me at the oratory, not pleasant to look at. I asked, "Mr. Pastor, can I help you?" He asked for a mass, which was also soon read. In the evening of the same day, I saw him again. January 25th, I saw him for the fourth and last time. When I went to church that evening, I saw a white sleeve hanging out of the confessional. I was surprised because the whole church was empty, but I figured people would come. Slightly curious, I kneel down on a bench and consider whether I shouldn't take the opportunity to go to confession as well. After about 5 minutes, I hear the confessional door open, and Pastor Schmudermeyer comes out, walks past me, and gives me a friendly smile and walks up the middle aisle. He kneels under the lamp in front of the altar. After a while, the sacristan comes to ring the Angelus. I think he almost tripped over the vicar. The electric light was turned on. Now I could see everything clearly. It was very strange. The sacristan walked right through the pastor. He looked like a checkered pattern. I could tell the two apart. Soon after he was gone, I didn't see him again. Now, although the reading itself does not give us specific details, here are some insights. This should remind you of an apparition of a soul in purgatory that appeared to Saint Padre Pio. He was a sacristan that was doing his penance in the church, doing what he should have been doing all along during his life. Often it's the case that souls in purgatory go to do penance to the very place where they sinned, in the ordinary aspects of their life, at a home, at the church, in the case of Pastor Schmudermeyer. So this teaches us that those little details of our life are not little to the God of the universe. Despite his infiniteness, he cares about these small things and that we do them well, and especially that we strive to do them better each and every day. Listen to the next one. On February 4th of 1922 at 9 a.m., I met a lady in a brown dress, white lace collar, and a large slender bonnet, unknown to me in the fashion of the 50s. February 17th, back on the stairs. March 1st, back on the stairs. Then I was absent until May 20th on the day of my return. I saw her going into the library on the second floor. May 26th, again. On Sunday, May 28th, when I came out of early mass, she preceded me up the stairs and went back to the library. Because I was returning from Holy Communion, I had the courage to follow her. When I unlocked the door, she faced me as if she had been waiting for me. I asked, "Who are you?" She answers, "Maria Schoenborn, a great aunt of mine that I didn't know." Me, "What do you want from me? Why can't you rest?" She, "Here I sinned." Then she was gone. Much prayer was made for her. I never saw her again. Here is another case with the Countess, that she appears in the place where she sinned. Another famous German mystic, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, had this same gift. In places where people had sinned, she could sense the evil, or in the case of virtue, the goodness that was present. This especially was the case in cemeteries. She could stand over graves, and as she would say, she would see a light mist coming out, if it was a holy person, or a dark mist, or some sort of sign of evil, if it was someone who had sinned gravely, or someone who was damned. Where we've sinned matters. Think about that. Are there places on earth that you need to go back to atone, to repair the choice that you made there? You may not remember, but it matters to God. We're connected into the world with each other physically, but especially spiritually. So where we sin, we call down that evil on that place. And so we owe it to others and to ourselves and God to go and repair at that very place. This apparition invites us to do this. Now listen to this last apparition for this video. On July 4th, 1922, I first saw the 11 shadows that I see so often. They are bright columns of fog of different sizes. I only ever see them on the front terrace and down the hill by the brewery. Sometimes they come very close to me. You can't see a shape. They are like giant asparagus wrapped in a fog. I see them so often that I don't write a date. I don't care about them at all. On Christmas Day, they came very close to me after early Mass. So I said to them, "If you are souls, then worship the Christ child." Whereupon they suddenly folded up like pocket knives, and then they were gone again. It was very strange because everything I've said to them so far, they haven't responded to. What this teaches us is about the phenomena of apparition of souls in purgatory. This has happened through the ages, and people call them ghosts. And they describe them as figures, as things that don't even see human. Why? Because sin dehumanizes us. It breaks and tarnishes in us the image of God, and instead we become like demons or like animals. This is a reason why other religions and even Catholics have seen ghosts, and they don't even know what it is. They may say that it's a demon, but it may in fact be a human soul that has been marred by sin and is indistinguishable. This calls for discernment, and we must pray for this soul, as we see described for this particular group, but also for others, as they grow in clarity, just like happened to the nun. We can see that they are in fact human, and they grow to be of that same glory of God. At the very end, she was covered with the light of glory. In a similar way, we have the same experience with humans on earth. We meet people maybe under a bridge, and they seem half human. But if we're able to see past the thing that we're afraid of, we recognize our humanity, especially when they come out of any illness or they come out of any sin that they're stuck in. Not all of us will experience these types of apparitions of the souls in purgatory. But if we do, we are called to have humble courage with discernment and to persevere in praying for them. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.